Why did they stop? They know that man has authority. And they recognize that authority. When you know, he knew when he pinned on that badge and slapped that gun on his side, he knew he had the United States government authority backing him. And they know if they don't stop, they got the government to get him. And they'll hunt him down and arrest him. Satan knows you that are born again has the authority. Step right up in the face of what he's trying to throw at you.
Jesus, Jesus.
And tell him, this is far as you come.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
This is far as you come. But when you start crying, well, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He said, they don't know who they are. So I'm going to do something to them. I'm going to go further than they and do some stuff and cause them some hurt and pain. I want you to listen to these scriptures real close. Listen to them real close. Colossians chapter 2, several of them. But I want you to listen to them real close. I'm reading this one from the Passion. Listen to it. Glory to God. Starting with verse 9, this is 2 and 9. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. Jesus was he was all God. And he was all man. And his deity, are y'all in the house? Was in human form. And our completeness, are y'all hearing me? Now, who can mess with God? You know anybody? You know why they didn't mess with Jesus? You know why demons fled? You know why sickness and disease obeyed? Do you know why storms stopped? They recognized that was deity in human form. Am I breaking this down? Need to break it down a little bit more. Do you understand that it was God in man? That God has come in human form so he could teach and train and show you how to operate as God in human form? Do you understand what I'm saying? That you could be called a son of God? Hello? You be called what? A son of God, at the same time, you a son of man, you a human being, but you have God divine attributes, God's ability. And you have this knowledge of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. You know, and you know that when I speak, that's what happens. Why? Because this is God have created inside of me. I have become a new creation. I have been made out of God, by God, like God. Do you understand? But if I don't have this knowledge, I operate like an unlearned, unsaved man, woman, boy, and girl. I'm afraid, I run, I duck, I hide, I do whatever I can do to try to protect myself. But when I know that I have found the secret place, hey, And I'm in that secret place with God. And no devil, no disease, no sickness, no work of evil dare to come in that place. But we've been hurt real bad with the doubt, unbelief, and the other stuff we've been told, and we failed to read the Bible and believe what it says. So I'm going to read it. And some Sunday morning, I think I'm just going to get up and read the Bible. But listen to this. If y'all can put it up, Passion. I'm at verse 10. I'm going to read verse 9 again, and I got to hurry. And for he is the complete fullness of deity, living in human form. Verse 10, and our own completeness is now found in him. Did you hear that? He is, when something is complete, what can you do to it? And listen what he said. Our completeness is found in him. We've been trying to find our completeness somewhere else.
That's right.
And you're looking in the natural realm trying to find your fulfillment, your completeness, and it's not there. I'm a spirit first. If I don't get the knowledge, the revelation knowledge of this truth of his resurrection, and how that when I got born again, when I received a new birth, I was joined to him. And whoever he is, I am. So our completeness is found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness. Woo. I trust y'all, your ears are open this morning because the Lord wants to say some things to you. So you can go from here and begin to build on this. This don't happen overnight. But the instantaneous of this is instantly, you are instantly made complete in him, but you don't get grown overnight. You have to grow up in these things. If you don't feed a baby properly, he will grow up abnormal. Try raising a baby on candy all the time. He enjoys it. But after a while, he got health issues. Come on. But if you give him a balanced diet or the proper kind of food, you have less problem. And see, when you get a balanced diet of this word, you'll grow up in him. And all the stuff that you're struggling with, trying to make and trying to figure out with tricks and cheating and lying, you know how people do. But when you know the truth, you don't have to cheat. I'm going to turn over this way because y'all don't seem to be getting And when you know, I'm not talking about hope, I'm talking about knowing. And this is something you work on every day of your life. Hallelujah. And so he said, we are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. How are we filled with the fullness of God? As Christ's completeness completely fills us, a fill with God as Christ's fullness overflows in us. He is the head of every kingdom. Listen to what I'm saying. He is the head of what? Every kingdom and authority in the universe, not in the United States, not in Canada, not in Japan, not in Africa.